Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 847. What type of conversation are you having with your body? By Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. Now, like yesterday, today's post comes from another new author for the show. Kate has been earning a paycheck coaching clients for over 18 years. She has her Bachelor of Science degree in exercise science and started out by becoming an NASM certified personal trainer. She even opened her own gym in Chicago. You can learn more about her and becoming unbreakable in your body and life at theunbreakablebody.com. And with that, I'm excited to read from our new author today, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. What type of conversation are you having with your body? By Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. 10 years ago, I saw fitness as a means to an end. And that end wasn't even aesthetics-based. It was about what I thought it meant if I went the hardest, was the best, did the most in workouts or sports. But I started to realize that I had a massive blind spot in my outlook on me, my body, and how I was caring for it. Know how I realized I had that blind spot? Everything felt like it was breaking down. I wasn't feeling my best, and I was tired of things feeling like they were way harder than they should be. That blind spot was influencing my ability to even recognize that there is indeed a conversation happening between me and my body. I had no idea what was on the other side of that blind spot, but I was so tired of where I was that I was willing to face it head on. This ongoing conversation with our bodies is one of the most helpful, informative, and confidence-boosting things we can experience. And yet, it's one of the least attended to aspects of being fit, healthy, and strong, however that looks to you. I'm going to give you three of the most common ways I see folks handle the conversation with their bodies, and the one key that unlocks all of them for something better. And if you're rolling your eyes thinking this sounds very airy-fairy, that's part of the conversation you're in right now with your body, and it's all changeable if you want it to be. The three most common types of conversations you're having with your body. Conversation type 1. Ignore the conversation altogether and drag your body along for the ride no matter how much pain or struggle it gives you. You wouldn't ignore the innate response your body has when you're more careful around a hot stove after accidentally brushing against it and burning yourself. But frequently in fitness, the message is often made to seem as though if you're too tired to do a hard workout, it's probably because you're not good enough, not trying hard enough, or you're weak. When perhaps you feel too tired to go hard on a workout because your body needs something other than a hard workout. Conversation type 2. Control the conversation entirely by shouting at your body with more reps, more sets, more intensity, and more training protocols. Remember the last time you tried to discuss something with someone who was raising their voice and talking over you? Not so effective for the conversation and also super annoying, right? A conversation is never one-sided. In fact, the responses you're feeling your body make, like be sore here, feel tight there, increase your mobility, decrease your mobility, these are all responses to signals your body has received. And that signal-response conversation is occurring every day. The conversation between you, your body, and your environment does better when it ebbs and flows. Hormetic stressors are effective because they are short dips into something that creates a stress response in your body, followed by removing that stressor. Conversation type 3. Give the conversation to someone else to have by trading all of your autonomy for complete dependence. There's a time and place to hire a professional to help you build your toolbox so that you can become an excellent caretaker of your body. But completely farming out your what's best for my body conversation to someone else for the rest of your days is not something I'd recommend. No one will ever know what's best for you better than you. As a professional in movement and fitness, I can teach you things I know. I can share insights and tips with you, but I must also give you the space you need to start or continue to build your autonomy. You might say, but I know myself, and I know that I need someone else to write my program so I don't overdo it or underdo it. Perhaps. But a better option than placing the trust in someone else over yourself would be to work with someone who can help you capture the trust you're allowed to have in yourself that you will make the right choices for you and your body. The one key that opens the door for better conversations. To make the conversation with your body better, more effective, more tuned in, more understandable, here's one critical key to do that. Curious compassion. Curious compassion is more, my body isn't trying to hurt me, it's always trying to help me, and less of, my stupid body hurts again. Curious compassion is more, I wonder what that sensation is all about, and less, oh no, I've messed my body up again, I'm the worst. Curious compassion gives space to process. It doesn't rush to judgment. In my coaching program, we talk frequently about collecting data. Instead of seeing the reps you did, or the rest you took, or the sensation you experienced while doing the movement as good or bad, they are simply pieces of data. These data inform your decisions and let you work from a place of curious compassion with your body, which in turn makes you more fluent in the language your body is speaking. And the more fluent you become, the more subtle nuance in the language you can pick up. You just listened to the post titled, What Type of Conversation Are You Having with Your Body? By Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And thank you again to Kate for her permission. And come by theunbreakablebody.com for a lot more. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really appreciated Kate's key to open the door for better conversations with your body. What jumped out at me was when she said, my body isn't trying to hurt me, it's always trying to help me. Now don't get me wrong, there are times when if you're experiencing some pain, under a professional's care, you may have to work through some of that pain. Like if you're getting physical therapy, sometimes you have to work through the pain to help yourself heal. But if you're at the gym and you're experiencing pain during a movement, that's your body telling you it's time to stop. And trust me, I've pushed past these things before and it led to worse injuries. I never shared this story with you, but earlier this year, I woke up with some severe neck pain. Like I couldn't really turn my head and everything felt super stiff on the right side of my body. Luckily, it wasn't anything serious. It just turned out that I had slept on a very poor mattress and I was sleeping in the wrong position all night. And so even with my neck pain, I decided I'd get in a workout. And I ended up doing more damage. I basically had to relearn how to do a pull-up from scratch, how to do a bench press and a push-up from scratch because I hurt myself so badly. So it's not fun when you try and push past it. And to quote the always wise Kramer from the television show Seinfeld, well, I don't argue with the body, Jerry. That's an argument you can't win. You were so very right, Cosmo Kramer. So very right. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.